Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father, and from our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God for meditation this morning is taken from John chapter 21, verses 15 through 19. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were young, you used to dress yourself and walk wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will dress you and carry you where you do not want to go." This he said to show by what kind of death he was to glorify God. And after saying this, he said to him, "Follow me." Thus far, God's holy word. In the name of Jesus, whose love for you has never wavered, who now fills you with the unwavering love of his grace, dear fellow redeemed. This morning our text presents a question that does not seem all that deep. Do you love me? It's a question I'm sure you've been asked before, and maybe you've asked it of someone else. Usually when someone asks, "Do you love me?" they are looking for reassurance from someone else regarding his or her love for you. And depending on the answer given, it can be a relief, a confidence booster. Or it could be the most devastating and heartbreaking answer you could receive. But Jesus has a different purpose in mind when he asks Peter three times, "Do you love me?" Jesus already knows Peter's love for him. As Peter confesses after being asked a third time, "Lord, you know everything." So his purpose is not to figure out how much Peter loves him, nor is it to shame Peter in front of the disciples. His purpose is to remind Peter why his love failed, to remind him of the love that did not fail Peter, the love of Jesus that endured the cross and grave for him. And his purpose to fill Peter with his love so that he could do what God has called him to do as an apostle. This morning, the risen Jesus' great question of love is asked of you. Do you love Jesus? Let us take note from Peter. Not claiming to have attained this highest love of God deserves and calls for, but humbly relying upon our Savior's love for us, so that he too might fill us with his love to fulfill the duties of our own callings. Let us pray. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. When our text opens up, seven disciples had gone out fishing, including Peter and John, who records this encounter for us. They caught nothing. And as he did with the Emmaus disciples, Jesus did not reveal himself to them in a natural way. But he appeared as a strange man on the shore, calling out, "Did you catch anything?" And when they answered no, Jesus had them lower their nets one last time on the right side. And when they did, they caught a great number of fish, 153 to be exact. And immediately the disciples knew that it was the Lord Jesus, not only by the miracle they had just witnessed, but because that miracle harkened their memories back to the first time that Jesus had given them a great catch of fish. Back to when Jesus first called them as fishers of men. And what do you know? As bold as ever, Peter immediately jumps out of the boat to swim to shore. For to him, the boat was too slow, keeping him from seeing Jesus. This little bit of context shows us that Peter truly did have love for Jesus. When Jesus asked him, "Do you love me?" Peter's reply is genuine. But let us go deeper into the question that Jesus asks. It is after breakfast, in the presence of all the disciples there, when Jesus says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Notice first how Jesus addresses Peter. He doesn't call him Peter, but by his birth name, Simon. Jesus was the one who had given him that name, Peter. But here, Christ says Simon, reminding Peter of what his natural descent is, his natural weakness. Trusting in himself, Peter had fallen and shown himself only as Simon. It would be by the Savior's grace that he who was helpless in himself is to be restored as Peter, an evangelist of the Lord. And here then is one of Jesus' purposes in addressing him this way. Jesus is restoring Peter to the apostleship in the presence of his brethren. And the other purpose immediately follows. Do you love me more than these? Jesus uses the Greek word agape for this love. This is the highest possible love, the love that only God shows all the time and in every way. It is the kind of love that led Jesus to die on the cross for the sins of the whole world. It's this very love that God calls each one of his people to emulate. But Jesus goes more than just this agape love. He adds on more than these. And now, without a doubt, everyone knew exactly what Jesus was referring to. How on the way to the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter had boastfully claimed, "Even if all fall away on account of you, I never will." In making that statement, Peter had claimed exactly what Jesus was asking him. That highest possible love, more than anyone else who would love Jesus. But then it was Peter, denying Jesus three times, doing far worse than the others who had abandoned him. But Jesus didn't come to crush a broken reed. Peter knew this better than anyone. He wept bitterly He had experienced the shame that his denial had brought. His reply then is not boastful, but humble. "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Peter doesn't use that Greek word agape here, but rather phileo, a love of personal attachment. Peter is modest. He confesses that he does not yet love Christ, the Lord, the Son of God, how he deserves to be loved. In that respectful, reverent, deep, eternal manner, but only that he loves him as one is loved to whom our hearts are drawn affectionately, a warm, clinging, passionate attachment to a Savior. And Peter doesn't point to his accomplishments as a sign of this love. Rather, he trusts in Jesus' judgment. That is, his appeal here is not to himself, but to God's omniscience. Something that is far more reliable than Peter's own examination of his heart. It is this confession that Jesus accepts from Peter, calling him again to feed his lambs. A second time, Jesus asked Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" The exact same wording, but without more than these. And Jesus is saying, "Okay, Peter, you have shown your humility, your recognition of your failure, that your love doesn't surpass anybody else. But do you still lay claim to the highest love possible?" And again, Peter humbly confesses that no, he has not attained even the highest form of love. Again, he replies, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Tend my sheep." Finally, the third time, Jesus asks, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" And this time, Jesus uses Peter's own term, phileo love. The third question now recalls those three denials Peter gave. And Peter is grieved at the question, not because the Lord asked him three times, but that even the love of personal attachment should be called into question. But Peter had fallen, rejected Jesus. And in this moment, Jesus was reaching out to Peter in love. And Peter recognized that. He didn't despair at the Lord's question, but replied, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Before Christ's penetrating vision, Peter confesses his love for Jesus. Not boastful in himself, but reliant then upon his Savior's love for him. And Jesus again accepts Peter's confession, calls him to feed his sheep. Three times, Peter denied Jesus. Three times, the Lord asks him to humbly confess his love, accepting him, reinstating him formally into his office. And here we see the Lord's purpose. The why did the Lord ask this question? He did not come to crush Peter, nor to shame him before all his brethren. Rather, he came in love to remind Peter and the others what he had just accomplished on the cross. that there was nothing for Peter to fear. His sin was forgiven. Yes, the Lord searched Peter's heart and knew he loved him. What was it that Jesus saw? It was faith. Faith that trusted in Jesus as his Redeemer. It is that very faith that would prepare Peter to feed God's lambs, to tend his sheep. It would be that faith which would put Peter's love on display, elevate him from just a phileo love to that agape love. When he was persecuted for the sake of the gospel, put to death on account of his Savior. So we see that in the end, Jesus is the one who gives Peter that highest form of agape love, in order to serve God. If Jesus were to ask you right now, "Do you love me?" what would be your reply? I know that our gut reaction would be to say, "Yes, Lord, absolutely. I love you more than anybody, anything else." But let us be on guard, lest we too boast as Peter in our own devotion to our Lord. The truth is, we ourselves have not attained this higher form of love for God. For consider how often we fail to show this love to those around us, to those whom we love. John writes in his first epistle, "If anyone says, 'I love God,' and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen." If I cannot love this agape love, my enemy, my neighbor, my brother, with the same love, how then can I claim to love God? If God were to strip us down to who we are by nature, call us by name as he did Simon, it would be a shameful sight to behold. For we would be unable to stand by Jesus, either, that is, unwilling to show that highest form of love to everyone in everything that we do, or because we boast in our great love and devotion, resulting in pride that leads to fall. Your risen Savior comes to you, and he does ask you this great question of love today. Not to crush you, nor to shame you of your failures, but to call you. He calls you to remember his agape love that did not fail you. How Jesus did not boast in his own glory, but rather offered up himself as a sin offering for us. Though that love would lead him to the depths of hell, death, and the grave, yet he pursued that love because you would be forgiven, because you would have eternal life in his name. That right there is agape love to its fullest. And the Son of God has that love for you. So Jesus also answers the why. Why does he ask this question of you? To call you into action on the basis of that love. Like Peter, you have been called to care for the flock of God. As a member of this congregation, you are to promote the preaching of God's word in its truth and purity. You are to support the mission of the gospel in prayer, in giving your time and resources. As a parent, you are to feed, teach, spiritually nourish your children. And when they are grown, you are to remind them of how Christ's love never wanes, and even greater than your love, which does not wither away. Peter's task would lead him to many trials, tribulations, and even death. Your task might also lead to trials, tribulations, and great heartbreak. But your Savior does not send you unprepared or unequipped. Luther writes, when Christ instituted the ministry, he first asked Peter three times whether he loves him. For he saw indeed that no man would be a proper preacher or Christian except he have delight in him and love him. But how can one delight in him and love him if he do not first firmly believe in him, that in him he will have all things? And if he do not know without doubt that Christ is his treasure and Savior, life and consolation. Where this is in the heart, love will follow and flow out. Faith is the simple answer. Where faith is, there the Lord will bring his agape love. He will fill you with it. If someone were to ask you, do you love me? You might catch your breath, because you might not know what they mean. But when your Savior asks you, do you love me? Rejoice, because he is bringing his love to you so that you don't have to rely upon the magnitude of your love for him. But remember the purpose of this great question of love that your Savior asks, to point you to his love, which forgives all our sins and gives us eternal life. Amen. Please rise. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.